Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here. I was explaining to some folks the other day about my farm and how it works and why I do it. I have visitors every weekend to my farm. You can go to the website Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, see what goes on there. I raise Jersey heifers, replacement heifers, Holsteins from time to time. Once in a while, a brown Swiss makes it in. And I also have a bovine sanctuary where I take cows in that are going to be destroyed for whatever reason. People can't take care of them, and I put them in with the herd. I got a beautiful Jersey, 13-year-old Jersey cow last week. Just a fabulous, fabulous cow. And people have huge, you know, maybe you've got 500, 600, 700, 800 cows. That's okay. You can't know all of them. I've milked as many as 150 at once. I've had 500 cows at one time, and I knew every one of them. They were all raised. We would raise 120 to 140 calves a year, heifer calves, and keep them in the herd. We had a closed herd, and it was a really rewarding experience to see them grow and individually come up with their own personalities, because if you let them, the cows will develop their own personality. Anyway, that's just the story of my farm. Help yourself to that. The reason we're here is not for me to tell you stories about my farm, but to help you make your farm better in the era of big ag and factory farms and government messing up things. We've got an opportunity still to survive and be healthy, and these programs are aimed at helping you. The program begins usually with some news about what's going on in certain farm circumstances. We all know how bad the weather is. The drought conditions have worsened across the country. So this week, these extreme drought and inflationary pressures have forced some farmers in western states and in Texas to sell off their herds. The levels that now are being sold, I haven't seen this for 10, 12 years. 80% of the western part of our country has extreme drought conditions at the moment. And it's been that way since last year when the Northwest had the problem, remember, in Washington State and Oregon. So I'm looking at some stats here because of the heat wave. The temperatures in Texas, about 100 degrees. And it's been that way for weeks, frankly. No more grass. I'm having a hard time getting my first crop hay is done. Anything that's left, I'm just going to mow, and as soon as I get done the program today, as a matter of fact, I'm jumping on my mowing machine and mowing as much acreage as I can today. We'll rake it right up and it'll become baleage. I do have need for more dry hay, but the conditions are such that unless I bale it up right away and maintain whatever moisture there is in it, it'll have no value, there's no nutritional value at all to it. And that's what these guys are having trouble with out in these parts of the country. So the farmers are selling off part of their herds before they might. For example, a sale barn in Elk City, Oklahoma four counties last week. They normally see 200, 300 cows on a sale day. Last week they had 1,000. And that's because the farmers want to get rid of the cows before they, in fact, die. You saw what happened in Iowa a month or two ago when 200 cows died because they didn't have any, everything's so dry they didn't have any water. And so that kind of thing, we don't want to see that happen. I'm looking around at examples of farmers and what they are, what they're putting up with. Monty Tucker is a fifth-generation cattle farmer. He's holding out selling his cows until there's no more grass for them to eat. He's supplementing the herd with seed. I find that interesting. But it's pretty expensive. Feed twice as high now as it was last year. Yep, that's for sure. He was paying $200 a ton for the food. Today it's over $400. And so, you know, that the prices for beef have gone up. That's a good thing for these guys anyway. There's some financial assistance through the USDA, emergency assistance for livestock, and that suffices to a point. The caveat here is that farmers have to live in a county with a severe drought. The period of time is measured by the USDA is, you know, not the same, not consistent. For example, in Missouri, the governor there signed an executive order offering aid to 53 counties who are extremely in tough drought conditions, extreme drought, but the feds, the description doesn't meet the fed requirements, so the state has come to the aid of the farmers. I wonder if that's the condition in your state. So that's the update on the drought and on the need to sell these animals before they are finished. That's a term most of you know. Well, just because we focus on farm, family, and food, perhaps the families don't know what the term finished beef means. But what it means is the cows have been fed in accordance with how they can get the most weight on them before they go to slaughter. That's basically what that means. All right, so that's that story with the farmers and the drought. Up next, we're going to meet the fellow who runs the San Antonio Food Bank. His name is Eric Cooper, and there are lots of things here, great ideas, marketing ideas, things that you might find very helpful in our discussion. So that'll continue in a matter of moments. First, a reminder about what's going on. There was a large article this week in USA Today about acceptance in terms of people who are overweight. Are we changing the culture so that we have the politically correct way of looking at people who are overweight, who are fat, whose body mass index is way out of kilter? It may be that you can look at it more gently in terms of how you refer to it, but the facts are that being overweight is bad for you. Your health and well-being depend on you and your body being in sync with what's necessary for you to survive and live comfortably and well. If your desire is to live to be 80 or 90, you won't do it if you're overweight. So that's where Calitrin comes in, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the only natural weight loss formula that's been successful for 25 years and going. You can go into their website, toploss.com is the website. You can set up a private session with a counselor. Specific information about you goes to the counselor, and he or she will come back to you with recommendations about how things work. And there are special Q&A sessions. There are topics in the website that last for 7 or 8 days, and so you can watch, read what other people are saying about their experiences, and maybe you can find something in there that will help you to move yourself into that position of wanting to lose the weight and to keep it off. Toploss.com is the website. Right now, if you use the Doug code when you're checking out, you get a 3-month supply free, the Dog Days of Summer Sale. Buy 3 months worth of the service, the product, and you get another 3 months without having to pay for it. Dog Days of Summer, also free shipping using the Doug code as well. D-O-U-G. Lose the weight. Keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com to find out about getting healthy using Calitrin.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Back with the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The gentleman who's with me right now is a fellow named Eric Cooper. He is with the San Antonio Food Bank. So let's describe the operation, first of all, if we can, Eric. The San Antonio Food Bank operates how, why, and for whom?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Doug, for having me on the show. The San Antonio Food Bank is one of the 200 Feeding America food banks across the United States. Each one of us have a service territory. Ours is actually 29 counties here in Southwest Texas, headquartered in the Alamo City, San Antonio. We work with over 825 independent organizations. Those are church food pantries, schools, nonprofit organizations that are serving families and individuals in their community. And total, we serve just over 100,000 people each week. So a lot of demand, a lot of need. We coordinate a lot of food coming in and out of the food bank, roughly 1 to 2 semi-truckloads an hour is the volume that we are needing to be able to meet the needs of that 100,000 people a week. And so much of that comes directly from farms. And so on behalf of those we serve across America and those that enjoy food on the table, we just want to thank the American farmer, because without you, we would all go hungry.
So do the American farmers who participate in this, are they getting paid by you? Are they volunteering? Are they donating the food? How does that work?
So it's a little bit of everything. For every food bank, we need 4 things. We need food, time, money, and voice. So food comes from food donations, literally from farm to fork, every link of the food chain, if you will. Food banks have strategy to try to get food from those that have it to those that need it. We need time through volunteers, and literally over 1,000 volunteers a week will come through our doors to help us in our farm and garden, or in our warehouse, in our kitchens, preparing meals, or out helping deliver food to those families. Dollars help us operate, and those are critical. And for most food banks, we're very efficient organizations in leveraging those investments. And then a voice, you know, advocacy around policy. So depending on the donor is depending on how that relationship works. For most of our produce farmers, we have a support from the Texas Department of Agriculture and USDA that we're able to pass along to help with the picking and the packing out of produce that's oftentimes donated. But it takes a little bit of everything to make these relationships sustainable for both the farmer, the food bank, and the families we serve.
Yeah, for sure. All right, there are a lot of questions I have, and this may, I want to have it speak to the farmers who are listening and to those who may need to set something like this up as well. Ideas aplenty here on the American Family Farmer.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back with our American Family Farmer Show this week, a focus on the San Antonio Food Bank and how it works. The director is Eric Cooper. He's explaining to us how the farmers work with you. The fact that you said there was every hour a couple of semis come in with food. There are 100,000 people in your area that need the help. It's like you're servicing with a big supermarket. I mean, that's what happens to the supermarkets, pretty much the big supermarket chains. They have these semis that come in, load up the store with things from their, whatever their main warehouse is. So it sounds like the same kind of thing. So I guess I'm back to, where does this all come from? How does it get into a semi to be delivered to your location?
Yeah, so we're working, again, from field to fork. So working with farmers and growers that might have crops that they harvest that maybe it's grading number twos or seconds that aren't the scope or quality for USDA. Mm-hmm. We're able to capture that and provide some support to those farmers so that they can recover that off of their field and we can get that. We work with food manufacturers, wholesalers. Maybe they've produced food and haven't sold it, or they've changed the size or packaging. Maybe it's close to an expiration date. It's still edible. Again, retail, lots of food waste that occurs, food that's maybe baked to be the freshest, not sold, and now it's a day old. And so rather than throwing it away or discarding it, I think for most food banks, we are working in that kind of food recycling space, if you will. It's it's just keeping food that would otherwise go to the landfill and getting it so that families and community can be nourished. Even restaurants, hotels, caterers, places that prepare food to be eaten when it's not, will rescue those leftovers. So in that waste not, want not philosophy, we gather all of that food in, and that's that volume that you spoke of, about 2 semi-truckloads an hour. And that comes in and then goes out to those 825 partners or through our programs. I think during the pandemic, probably lots of people saw on television these drive-through distributions that kept families safe, and they could just pull up and volunteers would load their trunks with groceries. But it's not just groceries. For many food banks, we operate kitchens that might be preparing meals. And so those meals will be going out to families or children or seniors. And, you know, the great, you know, opportunity is to leverage existing federal programs. You mentioned some of them do have quite a bit of red tape. Yeah. But what we try to do is really get in there to figure out how to make it work for all relationships. Right now, we're running a national school lunch program to feed kids and then working with local farmers to procure their food so that we could integrate that into the recipes and then nourish kids. So it's pretty exciting, but again, we couldn't do it without the farmer. And so I hope everyone knows that's listening how grateful, from a food bank's perspective, that gift of food, we see so many families in need, worried they're not going to be able to nourish their kids, their loved ones, and couldn't do it without us. But truly, we couldn't do it without the farmer.
One wonders sometimes how people that were in these circumstances before survived. And then you think about the frustrations, and I want to talk to you about that when we continue in the next half hour. What frustrates? If I were in your shoes, I'd be completely flummoxed by the stupid rules, laws, regulations that require food that's very edible being tossed. So we get to that as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Secretary of State said the Biden administration has made a substantial offer to Russia to facilitate the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner and corporate executive Paul Whelan.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. I can't and won't get into any of the details of what we proposed to the Russians over the course of so many weeks now. The president is prepared to make tough decisions if it means the safe return of Americans.
Blinken stated that it will be the first time he has spoken with his Russian counterpart since the war in Ukraine erupted in February. Nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution. That's according to U.S. health regulators. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The owner of an underwater oil pipeline that spilled about 25,000 gallons of crud into the ocean off Southern California last year will pay nearly $1 million in cleanup costs. Investigators believe the San Pedro Bay pipeline that spilled the crud from offshore oil platforms to the coast was weakened when a cargo ship's anchor snagged it in high winds in January 2021. That's months before it ultimately ruptured on October 1st. The money will also go to the county agency and reimburse the county for legal costs and the hiring of contractors and environmental consultants. All flavors of magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution have been recalled after reports of, quote, serious adverse reactions to the product. It is sold at CVS, Kroger, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Walmart under a variety of generic brand names, usually in 10-ounce packages. Customers who possess the product should stop using it and return any remaining product to the place of purchase, the Food and Drug Administration has stated. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Back with the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. The middle of the summer, hot time in the old town tonight. A lot of farms are suffering because they don't have enough water, so they're picking their crops early if they can, hoping that they will ripen. I've seen that on farms that grow a lot of tomatoes or things that you like to have them ripen on the vine, but right now they're not. That's not working. Same thing with animals that are being brought to market early because there's just no feed for them. That's a real problem. It's going to affect not only the cost of food here in our country going forward, the availability of food. So when you understand how something like the San Antonio Food Bank works, the way that they appeal to farmers, they appeal to restaurants and grocery stores. And I asked Eric Cooper just to sort of think for a moment about what it is that frustrates him, only because as I sit here listening to you, I'm frustrated by the stupidity, and it happens more in states like California than it does in Texas, but there's still these prohibitions. We don't want people to get sick, so we throw good food away instead of feeding it to people who are starving to death. There's just no link. There's no common sense here, and that's sort of why I came around to thinking, how do you avoid having to mess with too much government, because government always goes where it isn't needed often, and where it isn't helpful.
Well, I tell you, you just think about all the effort that goes into food. I think oftentimes about a meal that's prepared. The greatest gift you can give those hands that prepared it is actually eat it, right?
Right.
And when you think about the work of the farmer, and whether it's a crop or dairy, you know, all of the things that went in to grow that produce, the sun, the soil, the fertilizer, the effort to get this beautiful, nutritious item actually created, you should never throw that away, no matter what it looks like, size. I mean, it is such a gift. And when you think of food as a gift, maybe you treat it with the respect and dignity it deserves. And, you know, common sense laws, looks bad, smells bad, tastes bad, don't eat it. But if it looks good, smells good, tastes good, eat it. The big degradators of food, light, temperature, time. Food needs to be safe, but there are some laws on the books that help organizations donate, and I'd say my biggest frustration is the fact that people don't know about the Good Samaritan Act that helps companies be free of liability when they donate.
Yeah.
And the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Act was signed in 1996, and I think, you know, as more people know that, then companies have less fear of liability, fear of, you know, of all of that, as long as they donate in good faith that the food is edible. It might not be the freshest. It might have some decay, but it's still edible for human consumption.
Yep. We've become much too focused on looks, but we've been taught by advertising mechanisms that if it doesn't look good, let's say you've got an apple from a tree that isn't sprayed. So it's got, I've just picked all the peaches off my peach tree. Do they all look perfect? No. They've got little knots in them, and they got little ant holes here and there, maybe a worm. But there's plenty of good nourishment, and they taste great. Would I sell them at my farmer's market at my farm? I might, but I eat them and give them to people around so they don't have a chance to make it to the market. But that's the kind of thing we're talking about, the foolish phobias that people are taught because we just don't have enough people that are on the farm. I didn't ask you what your background was. Are you a farm kid, farm guy?
Well, I grew up in rural Texas, was a part of Future Farmers as a kid, raised livestock, and we at the San Antonio Food Bank are privileged to have about 75 acres under our stewardship that we can farm and grow. And, you bet. But I unfortunately spend more of my time behind a computer screen or, talking to folks about the food bank and wish I had more time out in the dirt. But we've got a great team and volunteers that help run those components of our food bank. But it's reminding people where food comes from and the stewardship that we have. And you've talked about, you know, weather and land. And I think we've got to be super careful here in the United States to prioritize the support that farmers need, because truly, if they go under, we all go hungry.
Well, that's the reason I'm doing this program, because I want to support the family farms. A big ag, the factory farms don't need our help. What they need is to be tempered somewhat and controlled by a government that lets them, the government that's also too big, that's let them get out of control and push the farmer out of business that is providing, you know, this year especially, we're seeing it. We saw it during the pandemic, but we see it more this year because of the costs of fuel going up and costs of shipping food to the big grocery stores from all across the country. Well, you can go to your local farm, your local family farm, and get all the produce you want at this time of year anyway, and not have to pay for shipping. The food quality is better. It doesn't cost more. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to be less than what you're going to pay at the grocery store, and it's much better for you. So that's something to think about. But because I think you just triggered something in me, Eric, thinking about how we have gone away from the agrarian society. We all, as when I grew up, there were, and this will date me somewhat, but there were three or four farms right in my neighborhood, and they all had cows, some of them 14, 15, some of them 40 or 50, some of them 100. But they all had a service area, and we had little dairies that produced, you know, we brought the milk to the little dairy, and they processed it and delivered it in the truck, and that's the way it worked for a long time. Now that whole model has changed, along with the quality and the education that goes along with growing your own food. People don't get where food comes from. They don't know. They think it comes from grocery. Little kids think that, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you don't see any food on the shelves. Oh, wow. And you just also said something that I want to underscore about the farmers being encouraged and supported. We used to be the breadbasket of the world. If we don't smarten up in this country soon, never mind we won't be the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And that's a dramatic statement, but I thoroughly believe, and you just sort of said it in different words, you have to support the farms, the means of production, or, you know, you become dependent on eating stuff that's not good for your longevity. I think that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, no, Doug, you're reminding me of when I was a kid, my mom and I would go to our local dairy farm and we'd bring our milk containers and we would walk in, fill them up, put our dollars in the honor box. And,
yep.
You know, that's how it happened. And that's
yep.
where we got our milk. And,
yep.
You know, it helped ground me in where food came from to appreciate those relationships and that we looked out for those relationships because they provided what we need to exist. And that's food. And so, you know, I do think at the local level, if you aren't working with your food bank to figure out how can I handle my surplus and waste, right? If there is stuff that maybe would go bad that you're not going to sell that you might want to donate, you could look at those programs that could be more sustainable. The WIC Farmers Market Program or the Senior Farmers Market Program, if a small farm is in that circuit of farmers markets and wants to kind of partner in the merchandising and selling of the produce, there's a USDA grant that's on the street as we speak called the Local Food Purchase Program, and that is going to be dollars at the state level that nonprofit organizations, will be pursuing to try to create a buy opportunity to support the farmer, but then take those goods that they purchased to get to needy families. And so USDA, I think, is doing a lot. It's complicated, and you have to kind of get, you know, into networks to help, you know, draw down that support and actually run the programs. But I just think that there's so much learning and sharing that could happen, and would just encourage anyone listening that if you're not working with your local Feeding America food bank, to have a conversation. You know, what are your needs? What are their needs? And how can you make something sustainable in a partnership to feed everyone?
One of the things that I find interesting is that you at the San Antonio Food Bank are training people to do this in other ways, and it isn't just that they're dependent on you, but you're teaching people how to not be dependent. It would seem, if I'm looking at this the right way, you have a very interesting training program. How's that work?
Yeah, Doug, well, you know, I've been doing this now almost 30 years, and, you know, I think for many food banks in our early days, we looked at just feeding the line. But the line honestly just got longer. And so we really started to shift into some shorten the line work. And for us, if you think of that parable of you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, or you can teach him how to fish and feed him for a lifetime. The reality is for me, hunger is biased to females, their parents, and their working. And so I learned that if you don't pack a tuna fish sandwich, She's not going to meet you at the dock, right? She wants to learn how to fish. She just has babies that are hungry, and she has to feed them while she's learning. So it's not an either or. It's a tandem approach, helping to meet people's needs today while stabilizing for tomorrow, and then giving them an opportunity for a lifetime where they can be self-sufficient and self-reliant for themselves, providing for themselves and their families.
Yep. Well said. We'll continue in a matter of moments here. I want to talk about your involvement with farmers markets. Eric Cooper is here, who's with the San Antonio, Texas Food Bank. Right now, a question about you and your hair. Are you one of the people, you know, if you look at the stats, two out of three men, but women are in this statistic as well, experience hair loss before they become 35 years of age. You want to gamble with your hair? You can flip the odds in your favor. Save your hair. Go to keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, keeps.com. They've got a clinically proven formula. It's a treatment that the FDA actually has approved of as well. So you want to prevent hair loss, it's good to be preventative. You want to stimulate hair growth, that's a good thing to do. Or if you have hair that's growing bye-bye, I got a few places in my head that could use this. Your Keeps physician will help select the right products and develop a hair-saving routine for you. That's what I said. They have doctors that will be assigned to you. Doctors are on duty. There are no waiting rooms here, though. There's no pharmacy. You go to the website, and then you make your arrangements from there. Visit keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com. See how it works. Find out how you can benefit and get a treatment program that's based on what you need and what you want. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. Get to that site so you can save your hair.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Portion of our American Family Farmer this week, and I'm doing something I don't usually do. I've kept Eric Cooper with us because his message is so strong. He's a great presenter, and the ideas behind how these food banks work, even though they aren't the mainstay of American farming, they are an important component in July of 2022. That's just the bottom line. There are things that have changed so much in our country, whether you like it or you don't like it, this is the reality. So how do you work? Because we are always talking about farmers markets here, extolling the value and the virtue of farmers markets. If you're in an area, you may not be able to get to all the farms, but if the farmers are smart, they're getting together and they're bringing their produce. So how does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right? How much you make determines how well you eat, where you live, do you have access, living in a food desert, education, you might have access to healthy food, but you can't prepare it. And then ironically, the commerce around food, food that's marketed the most, tastes the best, maybe is the cheapest, is the worst for us. Think of dollar menus and fast food.
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food, and for families to get to know their farmer. And so we're involved in lots of them, leveraging some federal programs to maybe incentivize double up bucks or getting families excited about purchasing more produce, because bottom line, food is medicine, food is health, and farmers markets create that access place where people can get the medicine the food that they need to nourish themselves and their family.
You know, it's an easy, it seems easy to understand. I find it very interesting and easy. But yet we're bombarded every day with ads for McDonald's and Burger King and all the fast food chains that you know, Domino's pushes out how many pizzas a day. There's nothing nutritional in any of that stuff. And yet we are eating it. And you heard me earlier during the commercial for the weight loss program, keeping weight off. All of these things, part of the education of growing up, we ought to be teaching this in schools, but we obviously aren't. So you have, as a result of this, this is something I'm going to take to my farmer's market, having a nutritionist on site, having a fitness person doing exercises, that kind of stuff, teaching people about their health and well-being if they don't have insurance, they don't go to the doctor, or they're not doing preventative stuff. Seems to me you've wrapped all this stuff together into what you're offering, if I'm understanding correctly what I see in the schedule here.
Yep, no, that's exactly right. And, you know, really helping families understand how to take those raw produce items and prepare them in the healthiest way to ultimately get them consumed. Again, we think about the drawer of good intentions. That's the clear drawer in your refrigerator that oftentimes people bring produce home, put it in there, think they're going to eat it and never do.
Yep.
And we want to get that produce out of the drawer of good intentions and actually on the plate and into bellies. And you can do that with quick fix ideas, healthy recipes. But I tell you, the best thing you could do from a listener's perspective is go to feedingamerica.org, enter your zip code, and you'll connect with your local food bank anywhere in the United States to have these kind of conversations on how you might work together to create some sustainable partnerships, and ultimately to help nourish and get our communities healthy, and reduce those rates of heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, obesity. All of those are nutrition issues, and food has power to cure it.
You know, I'm reminded, we only have a few seconds left, of the supplement company Standard Process. Their supplements are not synthetic. They're all born of food. And so the nutrition that comes from real food is underscored, if you understand how that works. But you've just explained it better. The fresh food is the doctor, what the doctor ordered, because nutrition, if you have good nutrition, you don't get sick. That's basically, and I could see where that could come across with a nutritionist on the site at your farmer's market. What a great idea. Those of you who have farmer's markets, see if you can get a nutritionist to go to your market. Eric, an inspiration, thank you. This was my pleasure getting to know you, and I wish you good luck. Eric Cooper here on the American Family Farmer. He's with the San Antonio Food Bank.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.